it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Michael Mackey.
Shalom.
Shalom, my
Shalom.
Friend.
Shalom. Shalom in the home.
Man, it's either you bring bad weather or bad news. One of the two.
Don't nobody bring me no bad news.
By the way, your book signing event last night was wonderful.
Bonkers. It was, I'm still completely overwhelmed. I have no words, and I speak for a living.
Did you foresee a multiple hour long line?
No, I didn't foresee any of that. I thought it would just be like, hey, like, you know, 75 people, you know, maybe 80 or whatever. I mean, and then Jasper comes up to me and Jasper was like, Mackie, we sold 100 tickets. There are 160 people here. You better sign faster. And every time I'd hear him, he was always bellowing things like, I need more meatballs. Because apparently everybody just ate all the things, both slabs of coconut cake, the giant sheets of coconut cake were gone.
I end up getting there at about 6:30 and I go into the back room.
Uh-huh.
And first person I bump into is Matt Stewart from Fox 4.
Yes.
And his wife, Chrissy.
Yes.
They're delightful. And then, I'm walking. I said to Matt, I said, I'm going to go say hi to Michael. And I start walking in your direction towards your table, and Amy Anderson grabs me and says, what are you doing? And we said, hello. And I said, well, I'm going to go up and see Michael Mackey. And she goes, you're going to have to get in line. I go, what? And it dawned on me at that point, there was a line.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
To get your autograph and take a pic. I go, I am not getting in line for Michael Mackey.
And by the way, I walked up to say hi to Michael, and somebody got very upset with me.
At one point,
we have been waiting for an hour, and you're cutting in line. I'm like, I'm not cutting in line. I just wanted to say hi.
There was a lot of love in that room, and a lot of patience, too, because at one point, the line snaked all the way through the restaurant up to the bar. And I did not know this because I was in my own little sign my book bubble. And yeah, there was so much love. And you guys, I have to be perfect. First of all, thank all three of you for coming last night. I love you all. I love the trifecta.
I didn't see Dana there.
Dana was not there.
Huh.
She had other plans.
Really?
She'll be coming to the next one. There is a next one. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Awkward.
She issued a rain check. Wow.
Well, she'll come to the next one, I promise. But anyway, I was so overwhelmed that when I got home last night, you guys, I walked in the door and just bawled, like happy tears, because when I tell you, I've been gestating this book for 5 years, and I feel like I gave birth yesterday. It was very emotional.
I loved that you wore the same shirt.
I know, that was by design.
That you had in the cover photo. It's great.
I know.
Nerd.
That was definitely by design. So, Jasper, I know you're probably listening right now. I just need to give you another shout out because he talk about being a culinary ringmaster. He was zipping around and making sure it was bedlam. There were so many people there. It was chaos.
And the restaurant was packed on top of it.
Yeah. So,
I read Radio Gaga.
Yes.
The chapter 35 about Dana and me and you. But I also read this morning the Sober Whisperer chapter.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very well written.
Thank you. That is, I don't know who coined that term. It wasn't me. Somebody actually called me the Sober Whisperer. But you and I both know we are so open and honest about our recovery that people feel sort of a kinship to us.
And are you trying to find a word here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they feel like they can talk to us because we're open books. And I cannot even begin to tell you the number of people who have been circled the drain and reached out to me, and I have led them by the hand to their very first AA meeting.
But we don't talk about that.
I led them to their very first meeting of a group of individuals who would prefer to not drink. There you go.
Okay.
A collective against drinking.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
but you can't say those letters.
A system of sobriety.
I was pleasantly surprised to see, like, it was totally worlds combining. It was people from my old ad agency. It was lots of you media muckety mugs, which that warmed the cockles of my heart. And it was just...
What is a cockle?
I don't know. I just made it. It's a old-timey word. It's a ye old word. Dan, your thoughts on last night? Because last night was...
Well...
Dan, talk about Michael Mackey.
No, yeah. Dan's... I didn't get it. I only talked to Dan and Sam for like 0.03
seconds.
You didn't
even talk to me.
First, a cockle...
You cut the line.
...is an edible burrowing bivalve mollusk with a strong ribbed shell.
Oh. Well, yeah. I don't think that was applicable to cockles of my heart, but whatever.
Yeah. We're still looking up the whole phrase, et cetera, et cetera. It was fun. Yeah. Walked in. I saw the line. I'm like, oh, that's very cool. I'm just going to kind of stand alongside somebody. It was Amy Anderson as she moved up. And then I stepped back a little bit because I didn't want to get in the way of your people wanting to get their book signed. So I stepped back and then... You were like, hey, and you just grabbed a book and you signed it for me and handed it to me. I'm like, I'm not trying to cut in line here.
He didn't have to pay for his. I had to pay for mine.
You didn't pay for your book, Dan.
You handed it to me.
We're going to talk. Sam, first of all, can we just talk about the amount of people who came up to me or called me today and said, I had no idea that that was Sam Stevie until they heard you talk. And you have my people... Are your people?
Oh, really? That's awesome. I did not know that.
Well, they did not know who you were until I was like, yeah, they're like, well, we see Dan. Is Sam here? I'm like standing literally right next to him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, he's 9'4". How can you miss him? So.
Well, I'm glad that I have fans.
You
mix with your fans.
You have, it's fandomonium.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Now, by the way, the cockles of the heart does have relation to the small shelled
mollusk
creature.
Okay.
It's just in reference to the deep, small portions of the heart.
Well, last night warmed the cockles of my cockle.
We learned something today.
Okay.
And that is not your ADD word of the day.
Oh, well.
Okay. We need to dial this back a little bit.
It was a really cool event last night, and I thought it was really neat that people would come up and you signed their books, and then if they wanted to, could pose for photos, and you had lights set up for that, and... I thought that was just really cool. Nice little touch.
And so much coconut cake because...
I missed out on that.
Coconut cake. You missed out on the coconut cake? Giant sheets of it.
Well, I didn't want to get in the way.
All right, Dan. I'm sure Sam had some.
I did not. I missed out.
I don't know.
I was leaving because I thought I was in the way and you were very busy. And so finally I'm leaving and I bump into Jasper on the way out. He's so kind. And he said, let me give you something to take home. Uh-huh. And I said, no. I'm fine. He goes, you can't leave Jasper's without food.
What'd he give you? That's awesome.
So he gave me two slices of pizza.
Nice.
From the Marco Polo and a container of meatballs and sausage.
Yum.
Ooh.
Then, which was very good.
Wow, your night was almost better than Michael Mackey's.
So I hand him my credit card. And he looks at it and goes, don't insult me.
Oh.
And I go, I said, nobody rides for free. And he goes, you do. And I put my credit card back and I said, Jasper, you're very sweet. And I got home and we ate pizza and meatballs and sausage. It was delish. Oh, wow. I just sound like Michael Mackey for a second.
Wow. And it warmed the cockles of your heart.
It warmed the cockles of my heart.
Yeah.
Simmer down.
Okay.
Okay.
Reel it in.
Michael Mackey filling in today for Dana Wright, Sam Stevie, Dan Weinbaum. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.